Hi there, we're Group Mike, and we're here today to talk to you about Meet App, which is a friend meeting application for the elderly. So what makes Meet App unique is that we're an activities-based app, and our aim was to encourage elderly people to meet up more frequently. We do this by encouraging them to send Meet App requests to other elderly people. So as a result of this, our target audience is the elderly, so we had to focus quite heavily on developing a clear and easy-to-use UI. With a huge number of baby boomers retiring over the next couple of years, that means that our app has huge potential. So here's an example of sending a request. So you start off on our main screen and you send a request. You can send requests to numerous friends in one go. At the moment, I only have... you start off by... So you can set, you choose a vague time, you choose an activity, such as having a meal, and you get a nice little message at the end just to confirm. So we had to make quite a few UI decisions, and one of the easiest ones to make was that we wanted simple instructions in large fonts, and we had to be quite consistent throughout the app to try and make it seem quite professional and focus on the usability. Another thing to do with usability was having large buttons, and in some cases that meant we had to limit options. For example, on this slide, we only have 4 options. Another thing was to do with navigation. It's quite common on Windows phones to navigate by swiping across, whereas we felt it was more clear to elderly users to have clear arrow buttons. And finally, we focused on integration with phone calling to make the original contact as simple as possible and not making the app too fiddly, but also by minimising typing, and mainly because we think that elderly users prefer calling. Ian's going to talk to you about the back end.
Right. So on the back end, we really wanted something that would be scalable and easy to update if the server went big. So to communicate between the phone and the server, we use RPC, which gives you a really nice interface, which means it's really easy to update. It's just a recompile, and you can update that interface. Then when we send data to the phone, we send it via the Microsoft Push notification service. This means that you're only using mobile data when you get something. You don't have to constantly poll. And also offloads some of the tasks to Microsoft, which again helps with scalability. So we also wanted to build in fault tolerance. So we've got our MySQL server running on the back end, and that'll give us all the ACID properties that we want. And we protect it against things like SQL injection, if that occurred. And that's the structure of our database. So we want, again, the database only has 3 tables. We want it to be very minimal, easy to scale, very responsive. We also thought about users' privacy. So every time they connect to the server, they get sent a session token. This is sent over HTTPS. Not at the moment, but once the app's in the App Store, we're allowed to do that, which means that that's sent to the phone securely, and then the phone uses that for any communication with the server. And we encrypt using AES.
So in conclusion, what we developed here as a group is a working application, and we think it's unique because it's activities-based and because we have a UI developed specifically for the elderly, which is very unique on the Windows Store. As a result of our scalable and secure back-end, we think that if our app does become a success in the Windows Store, we have the capabilities to last as an app. Thank you very much for listening.